swiftest on the line, running along that Cedar Road, just 20 minutes behind, running into Saville headquarters on the line, receiving their strict orders from a station just behind. Georgie's mother came to him with a bucket on her arm. She said, "My darling son, be careful how you run. There's many a man has lost his life in trying to make lost time. But if you run your engine right, you'll get there just on time." Up the track she darted, into a rock she crashed. Upside down the engine turned, and Georgie's breast is smashed. His head lay against the firebox door, the flames were rolling high. "I'm proud to be born for an engineer and see no road to die." The doctor said to Georgie, "My darling boy, be still. Your life may yet be saved if it is God's blessed will." "Oh no," cried George, "this will not do. So free. I want to die for the engine I love, 143. And the doctor said to Georgie, "Your life cannot be saved. Murdered upon a railway and laid in the lonesome grave. His face was covered up with blood, his eyes they could not see. And the very last words poor Georgie cried,